Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. But I'm always worried.
So. That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Afternoons on the Score.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson. His creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the philosophy.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
It's possible that years from now we look back at that 60 Minutes interview and go, that was the moment when we knew something was wrong in this whole thing, the situationship that they find themselves in. But maybe
situationship. That's a good portmanteau. I don't know that one.
That's what Will Smith and
Jada.
Yeah, she was in a situationship.
Man,
something with that very handsome young singer.
Yeah, they're
forget his name though.
I don't know, but they're what's the technical term for Will and Jada? Crazy people?
No, well,
that might be my term.
That might be
that's
your
not,
term.
That's not fair. It's not fair. I don't know what the term is. Anyway, situationship. Bill and Jordan. Go ahead, sir.
Well,
what do we got going on here?
Here's the thing. As someone who occasionally has to be handled and managed, I understand to a degree how this can happen. Mel had to do a lot of that for me, of the like managing of stuff, like managing me over committing to things and stuff like that. I think there are a lot of men who are in that situation where it's nice to have someone who knows you and knows like where your lines are and is able to navigate that for you. It would feel different, and this is our own bias. It would feel different if she were older or he were younger.
Lawrence, I introduce my wife as my wife and my personal manager, you know, and my stylist. I introduce her as all of those things.
She's doing a good job at all of that.
I appreciate that very much. I agree. And she doesn't really have those titles, and she doesn't really do all of that, you know, all the time, but you know, her input is vital. So I feel you. I feel you on that. But what we're seeing, what's starting to feel like it's kind of unraveling with Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, is starting to feel very unseemly, and it's making me think that this rabbit hole might go for a while, and I'm a little freaked out about what's on the bottom of it because there's some. It feels like that video and then the other stuff that's come out has felt like there's a transactional nature going on, and I'm not sure he's aware of all of the transactions that are going on.
Well,
you feel me on that?
There was the story about the $8 million real estate portfolio that she's put together, and God bless her. Like, I don't know a lot about that area of Boston that she bought in, but apparently, like, that's the come up neighborhood. Like, that's the next neighborhood to come up there. So that's her making a wise investment.
And when I say transactional, I'm not saying necessarily even just pure money. Just like there's some, oh, now I have control and now I can do this and you can do whatever you want with it and use it to your own advantage.
Yeah,
you know?
I keep coming back to us being so uncomfortable with the age gap that you, like, I want to try and be fair to the idea of maybe they did fall in love, or maybe they're both okay with it being, and I don't want to use it as a pejorative, but just to stay where you're at, maybe they're both okay with it being transactional.
Sure, and a lot of...
And that, to me, is...
Dude, it happens all over the world.
As long as everyone's on board and everyone
cool.
is compos mentis, I'm good with it.
Yeah, I mean, it is all over the world that kind of thing happens. And you're right. You're right. As long as everybody's cool with all of it. It's just, you know what makes this all feel a little funkier is that Bill's always been a really difficult read. He's always been a hard read. And there's always seemed something about Bill that is like, is there something a little mentally off or personality wise a little bit off? Just a difficult read a lot of times. Oh, he's funny. I had no idea he was funny. Oh, he's nice. I had no idea he was nice, because he comes off the way he does.
When you watch him on Inside the NFL, he's so great. And the way that he interacts with the former players is really great. And he with all that stuff that is in his head when it comes to football, it comes out, and it's like, man, I can see, even though the exterior of him is a little brusque, that you go, oh, I get why people want to play for him, even though they know it's hard and it's difficult, because you get those glimpses of someone who cares about you or cares about the game in a way that is really special.
But there's a discomfort for the public part of it, and it seems to me a little bit of a social anxiety or a social switch that turns off for him sometimes. Like, even in that interview when he was asked, like, so 20,000 words and no mention of Robert Kraft. He says, that's correct. And just the way he says that and the dryness of it is like, what's going on? Are you a psychopath, or did you just turn off all feeling and thought?
And do you want to sell the book? And because that's the whole point. He wasn't just doing an interview to do an interview.
Oh, no.
He's on a book tour.
Yeah, without a doubt.
He's literally doing an interview right now on his book tour. But
he wanted this to just be about the book, and now they're upset that it was about anything else.
Well, and
CBS says that it was never specified that way.
Right. It was never specified that way. And now you have Steve Belichick's wife, like, jumping into Instagram mentions and basically being like, hey, she's not the PR person, and PR people wouldn't be sitting there interrupting the interview and making it go longer than it was. So now, like, when there are people who actually know him, it's different when it's you and I spitballing about, you know, what we think we're seeing from a million miles away.
And I'm being careful even as I'm doing that.
Right. But when Charles Barkley jumps up and is like, I'm concerned about my friend.
That's a little creepy.
When you have Steve Belichick's wife throwing a little bit of shade, you go, oh, that's...
I didn't see that one. Can you educate me?
Someone had thrown it up, and she jumped into the mentions and said that... You know, someone had said, like, oh, Jordan is just acting like as a PR person. And she was like, PR people don't extend the interview by interrupting and walking out of the interviews. So, like, there's a little bit of shade there. And maybe there are people that do know him better than all of us know him that are concerned about where he's at on this. And it strikes us all as, I think the other thing is the juxtaposition of it. When we think of Bill Belichick, we think of leadership.
Yeah.
We don't think of him being led. We don't think of him needing anyone's help.
No, no.
This is the guy that put together, what, the 300-page pamphlet for North Carolina, saying this is how I plan to do all of this stuff.
We think about him as so megalomaniacal that nobody would control him. But what's a way to control just about anybody? You know, what is
love?
Sure. Let's use the word love.
We should probably use that word.
Yeah.
There are other words we could use.
She's
but
leading him
probably,
around by his heart.
Yeah.
She's
by his heartstrings.
Absolutely. That seems to be the case.
And I don't know anyone amongst us who hasn't been dumb in love.
Oh my God. Really? 100%. Of course. It happens all the time. But you know what I just flashed to? Remember when Anna Nicole Smith had hooked up with an aged man?
Oh, yeah. He was like 90.
He was like 90. He was very old.
Do
and
you
he
like
was
my body?
Clearly at the end. And she, I believe, inherited a gigantic pile. So I had a hard time believing in their love.
J. Howard Marshall.
I had a hard time believing in the magic of their love. Now this, I have an easier time believing it because Bill is still, you know, vibrant, active. He still seems like Bill for the most part. So it has, I feel like we're on the outskirts of what could be elder abuse. You know, I don't think we're all the way there. But we're on the outskirts of it. So then it becomes to me like, what's fair to look into?
Well, okay. And so the other part of this, too, is the connection with North Carolina and her kind of being out there. And she has called herself, the COO of Belichick Co., which is a company that doesn't exist.
Did she make the 300-page thing?
I don't.
She helped him with that thing?
She might have. Just
help him put it together?
I know that she is, and she has been... He has been clear about when it comes to social media, the impact that she's having. It also could be that this is, I want to give everyone every opportunity here. It also could be him being smitten with a woman who is teaching him something.
Well, she clearly is. She's teaching him how to utilize the value of social media.
And he may have forever thought that this has no value to me at all.
Yeah.
I coach professionals, all this stuff. And then she's like, well, look, this is how easy it is.
And she's right. In the era of NIL, she couldn't be more right.
And these are the things that you can do to make things better. She apparently spoke to student media at North Carolina and with the people at North Carolina about how they should frame Steve Belichick's hiring and how they should make sure that they don't present it as it being nepotism.
Listen, I got a lot of friends. I can see her saying, I got a lot of friends who are Nepo babies, and this is the way that you got to do it if you're worried about that. Yeah, I could see that. And if he knows all of that, and he realizes the value that he's getting. Again, it's a transactional relationship.
A texter says, well, she wants a reality show, guys. Come on. Guess what? She kept them from having a reality show. Hard Knocks was going to be North Carolina. But apparently, her involvement in it was so much that HBO was like, no, we good. We good.
Maybe they saw some dysfunction.
No. The demands that she was, according to what people were reporting, that she was making were too much for them. And they were close to they were on the goal line of getting this green lit.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like, nah, maybe we'll just move on and we'll do something else instead.
All right.
The demands of Hard Knocks were too much?
No,
you mean the
no.
show that...
No, no, no. Her demands...
That's what I'm saying. Her demands of Hard Knocks were too much. The show that bleeped out everything during Bears... The Bears season.
The show that let the Bears drive the bus completely.
Yes, that show.
Hard Knocks.
Imagine, this is just knowing the business a little bit, I would imagine that there was some accreditation. Like, make sure that I'm an executive producer of something like this. From a business standpoint, if she's cool with it and he's cool with it and he is helping to elevate her this way, I could understand the power rush from her.
Oh, for
being
sure.
Like, I am connected to one of the most powerful men in sports, and watch what I do with it.
Yeah. So now I think we agree, and I think all the listeners agree, it smells funny. The whole thing smells a little funny. We're not exactly sure. It might be all above the board, but it does smell a little funny. So then things start coming out. You mentioned the realtor. There's a story on realtor.com about her, the fortune that she has amassed. Dorchester is the neighborhood. I remember when I was in school in Boston, Dorchester was not a good neighborhood. I guess it's getting a little better. It is. It's on the up. It's on the up of the up and come, as you mentioned.
That's smart. Like, that's just good real estate.
It happens all the time. Absolutely. Then you mentioned Steve Belichick's
wife.
Okay. How about this? Is this going too far or not? The New York Post talked to a former high school classmate. Of hers.
I mean, I know that.
How do we feel about that?
She's only 7 years removed, but there's a lot of growth that happens between 17 and 24.
I agree.
I don't think that that's fair.
So is it fair for me to share then with the class and the listeners?
I mean,
the New York Post did it.
I feel like when she's not answering questions like that obvious, it's just natural that people are going to start digging.
Not only that, when it smells this funky,
exactly.
And you're like, what? So,
well, that's what this week has been.
Like, yes.
I think that this week has been the week of, wait, I think that we all kind of looked at this and saw the picture of the two of them on the beach doing the gymnastics pose. We're like, oh, well, I mean, this seems to be on the up and up, even though there's a 50-year gap between them.
Sure.
And I think this has been the week where everyone's like, perhaps we need to look a little bit closer at how this is going.
So quick straw poll. Tyler and Alex and Lawrence, raise your hand if you want to hear what the New York Post found out from the former high school classmate.
I will.
It's three, ladies and gentlemen.
I am going to continue to lobby my objection, but since this is an actual
investigative
news gathering place and some people would have issues with me asserting that about the New York Post. This isn't at least like just right. I heard from a guy.
Right,
this is the actual New York Post. So go ahead.
Okay. A classmate from 24-year-old Jordan Hudson's high school. Quote, that is exactly how she is. We are so unsurprised by this. None of us are shocked. We think it's hilarious. Everyone who knows her is unsurprised. That is totally something she would do. They're talking about we're not talking about that moment that we came in with. Apparently, when she was in high school, she had an older boyfriend, not quite the 49-year age gap separating her and Belichick, but one that was a couple years or 3 years her senior, and her behavior that back then is characterized this way. Quote, she would get mad at him for something stupid and berate him and control him about something or get mad at him over random things. It was very tumultuous. Everyone knew their business. It was very dramatic. That's a high school story about Jordan Hudson.
I mean, I think a lot of us in high school similar stories like that. But
again, with a straw poll, did that add anything to the conversation or not?
Intrigue, yes.
Okay.
I would agree. Michael McCarthy, who works for Front Office Sports, is really good. Shout out to my guy, Jeff Glick, who sent this my way.
I love Jeff.
He wrote, every godfather needs a consigliere. Bill Belichick's problems started when he lost the personal PR guru who's been described as his right-hand man plus secret weapon. The hoodie's trying to replace Burj Najarian with Jordan Hudson. Not working out.
Wow.
You don't think Burj is related to John, do you?
Dr. J? I don't know.
We might be able to further this story.
use some of that journalistic cred. Man, I keep thinking of this one television show. When I think about where this story is going and the kind of television show it could turn into.
Flavor of Love?
Oh, man.
The Golden Bachelor?
Anybody else have another TV show that they think this might be turning into? Oh, God.
Green Acres?
That's the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Did you watch Inventing Anna on Netflix?
Inventing Anna.
Featured what's her name? Julia Garner from the Jason Bateman show in Missouri.
Silver Spoons?
Ozark. So Julia Garner played her, and it was a Shondaland show. It was about this Russian woman who invaded New York's high society by convincing them she was a German socialite and an heiress to a massive fortune. So that's just the show that came to mind. It was like, what kind of game has Jordan Hudson been running? Is it this bad that she's been running a game and is hoodwinked Bill Belichick into this role. And the fortune, what got me going there was the real estate fortune. You sent that in. I'm like, wait a minute. Where'd she get the seed money for that?
Yeah.
Where'd she get the contacts for that? Is that something she had? Or where did this come from?
And maybe she has. Like, I think this is an industrious young woman. And I think that, and I mean this in the most positive way, I think that's a dangerous woman. And I think that she is going to be doing things for a long time.
Yes.
And now, yes, when you get like those connections to power, what do you end up doing with it?
Absolutely.
And we're seeing what she's doing with it. And dude, she is setting herself up.
There are dangerous women and dangerous men out there of this particular age group who have pulled off amazing things. And there's like a new show. There's a new documentary every week for Netflix, for Hulu, for Peacock, about scammers and people doing stuff.
Yes. And I think that people are sensitive to the idea. I think it's very easy for anyone that's our age to think about our parents and go, ooh,
oh, dude,
I would be upset if that's something that happened to my little dad, if my mom wasn't here. And she has made the point very clear that there are not supposed to be any young women in the house, and she is gone.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if Lola Falana came calling or something like that?
That would be age appropriate. But
the way that you feel about your little dad is just adorable.
He's adorable.
I know. It sounds like you want to put him in your pocket. Just carry him around.
He's great. Like, I there are many a moment where I do wish that I could just be like, Pop, what should I do right here?
Oh,
and then
yeah,
he would go, here's the logical thing that you should do. Stop being so emotional. And then this. Yeah. So yeah, I do wish that I could carry like a pocket version of my dad around.
Bring him to work. Just sit right there. It'd be great.
With his little ponytail.
Did you guys see the stuff about her parents?
No. Oh, I'm going to raise my hand.
Okay.
Do tell.
Hudson was raised in Hancock, Maine, to parents who ran a fishing business that went bankrupt after their fishing grounds were closed in 2000.
Uh-oh.
Her mother eventually moved to Provincetown on Cape Cod, where she manages a sex toy shop and museum.
Well, we don't kink shame on this show.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It may not add anything. I just wanted to point
Alex,
that out.
Let me tell you what that is, though. Let me tell you what that is. And I know that I had that moment when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
Jordan ain't never going back to being broke. Never.
Oh, that is for sure.
Never.
And that can drive you in different ways.
100%.
And it has absolutely driven some of the scammers whose documentaries I have watched.
100%. All you had to tell me is that they went bankrupt. And that she ain't never going back to broke. That is something that drives her.
And maybe she got her drive from her mom, who's clearly
an
doing her own thing. Exactly.
Hey, and yeah, but Alex, we do have a problem. We don't kink shame. If you're going to be hanging around here, like,
no shame.
You brought up the sex toy shop as if it was something to be ashamed of, is what it felt like. And
if you got that from me, that's not how I intended to come out.
All right, good.
So
good.
I apologize, Jordan.
I really approve of sex toy shops for people. The one that the kid, on Mr. Show, the old family sex toy shop that they used to run, Bob and David, was a beautiful thing. And Provincetown is a very free and wonderful part of the world. So good for them.
Yeah, I.
But she still might be crazy.
She's interesting, man. Like, she's really interesting. And how this plays out, because now some of the whispers are starting to come out of Chapel Hill, it's like, we didn't sign up for this.
All right, I have a theory of how this is going to blow up.
Okay.
Should I hold on to that or should I share that? It's pure speculation.
We have another. Oh, yeah, you know what? We can fit it into the next segment. I mean, we were going to do some more hardcore football, but it's a good teaser.
Some hands raised.
It's a good teaser. Speaks has a theory
on how this is going to blow up.
He'll share it with you next on The Score.